From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California Governor Jerry Brown's administration says it's reviewing President Trump's proclamation deploying National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. Here's Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler.
Jerry Brown has not shied away from taking on President Trump over immigration. Here, though, the reaction so far is muted. The governor's office referred request for comment to the California National Guard, which says it will promptly review what it calls a request from the Department of Homeland Security to determine how best it can assist its federal partners. The Guard adds that it looks forward to more detail, including funding, duration, and what the federal government would define as mission success. California participated in the previous two deployments of National Guard troops to the Mexican border by President Bush in 2006 and President Obama in 2010. The state currently has just over 50 National Guard troops providing support to the southwest border, all from its counter-drug program. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Well, the two Democratic leaders of the California state legislature threw their support behind California State University administrators, faculty, and students calling for more state funding. Both Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon and Senate Leader Tony Atkins spoke at a Capitol rally hosted by the CSU Faculty Union and the group Students for Quality Education.
We all know that we need to do more, provide more state funding to keep Cal States affordable and to increase access.
We will do everything we can. Continue to make your voices heard. I'm thrilled to see you here today. Thank you.
But after, both Rendon and Atkins said they could not commit to specific funding levels. In January, Governor Jerry Brown proposed a 3% increase in state money, far less than the faculty and the Board of Trustees have requested. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.